Welcome everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you very much, Logan. We talked to Logan by Skype yesterday.
That was an awesome intro.
Yeah, in Vietnam, believe it or not. And it's hysterical listening to him. She and Bo, her boyfriend, are not giant people. She's pretty good size. She's 5'8" or 9", I guess. And the Vietnamese people come to their waist in general, really, really short people. And she said the most interesting thing is riding on a bus when it's real crowded. The women, the Vietnamese people are really touchy. And she's had to get used to that. She said if they're standing behind you on a bus and it's real rickety and everything, they'll grab your waist and hang on to you. And she said it's just really interesting. Nobody speaks English there. They just have to use hand signals because they don't speak Vietnamese. So it's interesting. I'll tell you more about her interesting venture as time goes on here. 866-444-3478. Tropical John is here with me today. And I need to tell you, first of all, before we go back to the phones, is that this hour is brought to you by the Howard Garrett stuff. First of all, the nonprofit organization called the Texas Organic Research Center is in that group of businesses where information can be gathered. You can learn about how to take advantage of Texas Organic Research Center or donate to the work that's done there online. Also, the Organic Club of America and the benefits there. That's the membership area of DirtDoctor.com. Howard Garrett's books, my books. I've got 14 or 15 different subjects and different levels of detail in my books. Facebook is facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. If you go just to Howard Garrett or to Dirt Doctor, you can probably get there. There are some other Howard Garretts. One of the interesting ones that is out there, and I've been meaning to call him and try to have him on the show sometime, he's an expert on orcas, on killer whales.
Wow.
And he has a terrific website, and his name is Howard Garrett. YouTube, we got a bunch of stuff going on there. You've probably noticed if you look at the website, we're putting new videos on the homepage. The members get to see the videos first, and then they're moved into the public areas. The one that's running now is me showing how to transplant a little ginkgo seedling and talk about growing ginkgos in pots around the plants and around the place. Anybody out there, wherever you are in the country, you can probably grow ginkgo, so you might want to take a look at that. The library information is on dirtdoctor.com. Everything is in alphabetical order. And when we have appearances lined up, there will be in there on the schedule as well. Tropical John is in the landscape contracting business and does decorative water features and fish ponds and stuff like that. I guess you're going to be getting rolling on spraying places here with Garrett Juice and et cetera pretty soon.
Absolutely. We do we have our organic feeding program that kicks off this month with our first feeding of the year. We'll be doing, depending on the property, either a organic fertilizer or corn gluten meal, followed by in March we'll do dry molasses. Everyone gets a healthy dose of dry molasses. And then April, May, June, and July is absolutely Garrett Juice Pro. And that's
it.
Where we get our big results. And the side benefits of all that is basically we're doing sick tree treatment almost to entire properties. So where the most noticeable difference in the trees. Without
absolutely.
A doubt,
yeah, the
trees absolutely love it. And we go in there when I tell folks, we'll go in and I spray everything because I've never had toxic chemicals in my spray rig. So the shrubs, the trees, as far as I can get, all get a healthy dose. We spray the trunks down real good. Gives us an opportunity to look at their trees and expose the get the root flares and you know, we're doing landscape jobs. Boys actually worked on one yesterday afternoon where we pulled up the two trees, and it was in a home addition where they do track homes. And they're all, you know, they get always the junk usually, but they, all the trees always planted too deep. And we learned a valuable lesson 10, 12 years ago about building those, building walls around your trees, which is way more detrimental than even as bad as piling the mulch up around them. So a lot of times if we're going in there, we've got to pull all the plants out, actually prep the soil, and then replant them. So
yeah, and get the trees at the right grade. Unfortunately,
and shrubs.
Yeah, close to 100% of the trees and woody plants are planted too deeply in the ground, and it's a major deal. Well, one thing about spraying Garrett juice now is I recommend that whether you make your own or use a commercial version, you spray anything that's growing now. You know, pansies and the cool season crops when you're having weather where they're growing. Spraying, doing foliar feeding during the winter is important to do as well as in the spring and summer. Let's get back to the phones. It's 866-444-3478. Here's Jane in Delaware somewhere. Where in Delaware are you, Jane?
In Wilmington.
Wilmington, Delaware. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I lived in Louisville for years and years, and it was a mistake to move here, but that's besides
that's another story, huh?
A little cold up there.
Especially right now.
And snow. Lots and lots of snow.
Yep.
Anyway. The lady called in about, you were talking about canning tomatoes, and I've canned, I guess, more than, I know I'm old enough to be her mother. But anyway, I used to can tomatoes, but if you can them with the skins on that you brought up, the skins will be in the jar, and then you'll have to pick them out.
Okay, they're not soft and tender enough to eat?
No, they're kind of. But I don't know. And I never froze them. I tried freezing them, but I didn't like that. They went to water.
Yeah, they get pretty mushy that way. That's right.
And so, no, I always, and I dip them in hot water, cold water. That'll make them real easy to peel anyway.
Yeah, right.
And then I would can them. And so I've canned hundreds and hundreds of jars over the years.
Okay, you've answered the question. I just never had heard anybody address that.
Yeah, I tried it one time being lazy, and it didn't work.
Okay. All right. Now we know.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for calling in. Ricky and Alvarado next up. Hello, Ricky.
Hello, this is Ricky Bryant. Hey, Howard.
Hey.
I'm an avid tomato gardener. I grow 150 to 200 plants a year.
Wow. That's serious.
See, totally organic. But to answer your question, I am a Big Beef and Super Fantastic were favorites of mine. But if somebody wants to grow large tomatoes in mass with a totally organic system, the Bella Rosa and the Krista from Harris Seed will produce you 16 to 18-ounce tomatoes in mass. You won't get 5 or 6. You'll get 20 or 30.
Great tip. Wow. Bella Rosa, and what was the other one?
Krista.
And yeah, you mentioned a specific seed company?
Harris Seed has Krista. Bella Rosa is available through Tomato Grower Supply and a couple of others. They are hybrid, and they're a racehorse. I feed them manure compost the whole year and Garrett juice, but that's all. And I'm telling you, 5-foot plants, very manageable bush plants, heavy production on both of them.
That's a great tip.
Fantastic taste, not just a regular taste. They are fantastic.
I've heard of those and haven't grown them, so I appreciate the tip. They will be in my garden, probably trops, too, this year.
I'm making a note as we speak.
they are huge. They're nice, huge globe tomatoes, no green shoulders, and like I said, it hold up well in the heat. Both of them are heat tolerant.
That's terrific. Are you in the business, or are you?
No, it's just a habit.
What do you do with all those tomatoes?
Make the best picante sauce in Johnson County.
I bet you
Very
do.
Nice.
Well, you know, there's a salsa that's made that's sold out of the farmer's market, and they're always running out, and it's a fermented one. Have you ever tried doing that, making salsa and setting it up as into a fermented product?
No, sir. No, I don't.
You need to look at that. That thing is it's really, really good, tasty, and very, very good for you.
I just like the fresh salsa.
Oh, I do too. But the other way is just kind of an additional step to try, especially if you have as many tomatoes as you have. And if you want to get into selling it, you got to have a nice market.
I don't too much want to mess my hobby up of trying to make money. I'm trying to give it away for Christmas.
I understand.
Awesome.
You got any photographs of those plants in
production? Yeah, but not with me, but I can slip you some up on your website.
Please do. Send it to me at info@dirtdoctor.com or put it on our Facebook page or whatever you want to do.
All right, guys. Not a problem.
Thanks, Ricky.
Have a good one.
What was that other flavor, Howard? Krista and
Bella Rosa.
Bella Rosa.
Good tip from Ricky in Alvarado, Texas. Snake Man Daryl next up. Hey, Daryl.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not going to surprise you. I've got 24 seconds left.
That surprises me not the least.
All right. Hang on.
It's
we'll
like
talk
tradition.
To you. Hang on. We'll talk to you when we come back. Howard Garrett, Tropical John. I got Daryl coming up wanting to talk about root flares, which some people get tired of me talking about it, but it may be the most important thing we discuss. 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow. Mature manure, black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard and Trot back. I wonder who we ought to talk to on the air right now. Is anybody? Oh, yeah, Daryl is on the line. Hey,
Daryl and his other brother, Daryl?
Yes, I don't know. Why did one sitcom have to turn me into everybody and his brother's other brother, Daryl?
I couldn't help myself. I had to do it.
Oh, well, it's quite all right.
What's up?
And it's always a pleasure, by the way, to talk to the two greenest thumbs I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, this tree thing is really a cause I can get behind. I mean, I practically, I don't know, I can see fundraisers, you know, flare awareness or something. A lot of my best friends are trees. Hugging a tree is actually good for you.
Sure.
Oh, you know,
it's a common problem all over the world, not just here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area either.
So do we have a pretty... in one spot, sort of place where there's a before and after, or here's a good and bad, here's a, you know, the easier I can make that visual, I do something about it on Facebook at least once a year.
Well, we've got pictures in books about it that we've done, and we also have it on the website. What I probably ought to do is a more thorough version of that and put it into a newsletter. Here's a whole page of trees that are too deep in the ground. And here's a whole page of trees that have the flare properly shown. That's a good idea.
And before and after, too. Here's one that was too deep in the ground, and here's what it looks like after it's done right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on the case.
I've got some of those pictures, I believe. My website's still kind of a mess, but I have some pictures of, we had a Chinese pistache that had a seriously girdling root around it, and in the summer months in July, it would start to turn brown and go dormant. We exposed the root flare. We took about 8 inches of soil off from the base of it, ended up doing both live oaks, which both were about 8 to 10 inches too deep in the ground. And it was so funny because Howard's reaction about the hole around them, when Miss Daisy got to the house and saw what we did, she about freaked. And but the trees, the Chinese pistache in one season was dramatically better. It no longer, we cut out about a 4-inch root that had cut into one side of the trunk, and it had, by the next season, it no longer was dropping its leaves. Our live oaks have huge, big, thumb-sized leaves on them, which that's a good indicator on a live oak. If you got little, scrawny little leaves on your live oak, that's a good indication that something's wrong with it. So, yeah, I mean, it is so dramatic on there that and it makes, when you uncover them, it makes a difference in that first season. You will see a definite difference. It's like the tree takes a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And these landscape companies, which are just, you know, drives Howard and I crazy, this new habit of making these mounds of mulch around all these commercially planted trees in the parkways of the cities, it's like, really, what are you guys thinking? I've got about 40 new trees on our property, and I was telling Howard, I mulched around them. I call it putting out the forest floor because I'm using natural wood chips that's coming from an arborist, David Mizell. And sometimes it takes me 2 weeks to get back to those trees to get them uncovered because I use my tractor and pile it around it, then I pull it all back out. In 2 weeks, it's amazing. The trunks look terrible. They're water-soaked. They're discolored. And that's just after 2 weeks. Can you imagine what the trunk's doing after months and years of this happening? It's inviting insects in. It's just, you know, you've got to look again, like Howard said, look at those large trees out in nature. And that's what organic gardening's all about. We're emulating what Mother Nature does, and she doesn't cover stuff up.
One place you can start, Daryl, is on our website in the library. I've got just noticed we've done a newsletter about trunk flares twice. I haven't done it like I just suggested, and we will. But there's also an entry that says trunk flare photos, and you can look at that, and that'll give you something that you can start with to show people.
An awareness thing. Let's do a 5K run. I can probably find you some people. We'll jog past trees that are planted wrong and tie ribbons on them as we flare
all
awareness.
Right. That's your project. You get it going, and we'll try to join in. All right, good idea to promote it, Daryl. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. And next in Azle, Texas, is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Okay. This is Mr. Bob Stanford.
Yes, sir.
I've got an 8-year-old golden delicious apple tree.
All right.
And it blooms real good, and it's had apples 1 year. But for the last 2 years, the blooms are solid, and they look real good. But about 6 inches at the tips of all the leaves, they die. They just turn black, and the little leaves are dead. And you can break 6 inches off the end of the little tree, the little limbs. I was wondering what I've got here.
Well, Bob, I haven't seen a picture of it yet because you haven't sent me one. I would recommend that you do it, but I'd almost bet you $5 without seeing it that it's too deep in the ground by about a foot.
Well, now, the first year it done real good. After I had a real good crop of apples.
Well, that's irrelevant. A lot of times the plant, you know, in the nursery or whatever is being pushed along and will do that, and then if it gets planted like it is in the pot and or deeper than that, which is the case most of the time, it's going to stop production. That's one of the things that happens when a plant is planted too deeply in the soil. And then for the tip growth to start dying back, that's a pretty good giveaway that your tree's in severe stress. And I would imagine that the flare is buried way too deep in the ground.
That might be it, because this is my first time to call in and talk to you, but
well, I appreciate it.
What should I do? Just try to
take that soil off, and you can do it right now. It's a perfect time to do it. You can do it with stiff brushes by hand. Try not to use hard equipment because you can bang up the flare and do a lot of damage. The best way is to hire an arborist to do it with an air spade. Let me put you on hold, and we'll tell you some people that you can contact. Howard and Trop back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It was 21 degrees below zero this morning in Duluth, Minnesota, and forecasters say there is more where that came from. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills spreading across the country today and tomorrow. The wind chill warnings will stretch from Montana to Alabama before it's all over. The 15-day Hawaiian holiday vacation is over for President Obama and his daughters, Sasha and Malia. The president and the girls arrived back at the White House just a little bit ago after an overnight flight. Michelle Obama, though, staying for some more time in the sun. She is staying on the islands as a birthday present from her husband, Michelle Obama, turning 50 years old. Congress back to work tomorrow with election year politics certain to shape an already limited agenda. Republicans intend to focus on every facet of Obamacare. Democrats want to raise the minimum wage. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Miami Heat posted their 22nd consecutive win of the Southeast Division with a 110-94 victory over Orlando. That division win streak is one shy of Boston's NBA record of 23 set in 1961. Miami is a game and a half behind Eastern Conference leader Indiana, which beat New Orleans 99-82. Oklahoma City has taken over the Western Conference lead with a 115-111 victory over Minnesota. Portland is now a half game back after falling to Philadelphia 101-99. The Spurs also half game behind the Thunder, beat the L.A. Clippers, 116-92. Spurs guard Manu Ginobili with 15 points talks about his team's 70-point first half and 35-point lead.
First half was great. Then we kind of stopped a little bit, but first half it was fun to watch. Everybody sharing the ball, attacking, being quick, rotations really sharp.
Brooklyn beat Cleveland 89-82. It was Chicago 91, Atlanta 84, Phoenix 116, Milwaukee 100, and Charlotte 113, Sacramento 103. This is SRN Sports. The nation's top three teams remain unbeaten after winning Saturday. Top-ranked Arizona improved to 15-0 by beating Washington 71-62. Number two Syracuse trailed by six with 12 minutes left before pulling out a 49-44 win against Miami to improve to 14-0. Miami coach Jim Larinaga says Syracuse just got the job done late in the game.
We would have liked to play a little bit better in the last 5 or 6 minutes, but at the end, they got some interior baskets. Tyler Ennis's couple of baskets going to the hole, and that really hurt us.
Third-ranked Ohio State clobbered Nebraska 84-53 to go to 15-0, while fifth-ranked Michigan State beat Indiana 73-56. The two big upsets saw Kansas State down number six Oklahoma State 74-71, and Notre Dame surprised number seven Duke 79-77. 12th-ranked Florida State beat Richmond 67-58. It was 13th-ranked Iowa State 73, Texas Tech 62. Other top 25 winners, Louisville, SMU, Cincinnati, UMass, Gonzaga, and Missouri. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Trop and Howard back with you. I want to talk a little bit more about the last call. We talked about some things off the air that I think everybody might want to hear. But first, Michael has been holding for a long time, and wanted to talk to him in Rowlett. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty well. What's up?
Well, I've got a rent house that I've taken back, and people have ignored the backyard. It had a lot of shade trees back there, and I've had them all trimmed, and now I have this crop of dandelions. I'm wondering how to get rid of them.
Well, it's one of the harder weeds to get rid of, because Trop does that kind of work, so he has to deal with it all the time. But one of the things that's hard about dandelions is that the darn things germinate over a long period of time. They don't just all germinate at one time in the season.
Yes, sir.
And so long term, the natural organic program that we both recommend is the way that you slowly, you know, get it totally under control. Right now, the only thing you can do, since they're already growing, is to get one of the organic herbicides, and there's about four categories that you can use, and you go out and spot spray them right now during the dormant season. You can use my vinegar formula and make your own. You can use D-limonene straight. It'll burn them up. You can use the D-limonene commercial product called Avenger. The Monterey company makes a product that's called...
herbicidal soap.
Is that the name of it?
Yes,
it works well.
Spraying that on Friday.
There's one called Scythe that's on the market. It's actually made by one of the big chemical companies, which reminds me of a story I meant to read to everybody, and I forgot to do it.
Can I go over to that garden center in East Dallas and buy something for that?
Gecko Hardware will have one or more of those in stock. They have the vinegar for sure. Okay. They may have the Avenger product too, but they could definitely help you. Long term, using sugars or commercial organic fertilizers that have some sugar in them to get that natural pre-emergent effect. The corn gluten meal is specifically for that if you put it out before the seed germinate. But the trick with dandelions is to get it out before they germinate. Sometimes they'll germinate in the end of the summer.
Yeah, you'll start seeing those in August.
Some of them already have yellow heads coming out of the ground.
Now, that's the other way you can go. I took a picture that's been in one of my books in the past of dandelions in a big mass all in bloom, and it's a beautiful wildflower. That's the other way you can go.
Yeah, and also remember those dandelions are very beneficial. Not, you know, enjoying the flowers I like. And I send out a letter to all my customers every January. Remember what your yard looks in midsummer. But the dandelions have a long taproot. They're Mother Nature's aerators. So they're actually, if you cut those off or even if you burn them off, that root begins to decay and aerates the soil. So it is an indicator, too, of poor soil health.
It is.
Which where we go back to the fact that now we're going to add the sugars, the dry molasses, and the compost teas to help build the health of that soil.
That. Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing, this is the hardest time of year for us organic feeding people. And I'm having lunch with David Spriggs on Tuesday. I'm sure we're going to have that conversation. But, you know, it's not that big a deal. They will burn off, and your trees are probably appreciating what they're doing for them.
One other thing you can do, Michael, there are mechanical devices that are on the market. One is called the weed popper, and it is really effective on dandelions. There's others that...
Like I said, this house had been a renter here, and it was my grandmother's old house. And the trees, they're live oak trees, and over years they had just accumulated. And when I cleaned a lot of this out, there was this. The lawn is practically solid with these little tiny dandelions.
Well, it's a good time of the year to spray with these organic herbicides because you can spray the whole yard, and it won't hurt the dormant grass at all.
There's no grass. We trimmed all these trees, and I was going to grind all this up and just sprinkle it back in the lawn. The tree trimmings, and just cover that all up. So I guess I should treat it first and then do that.
Yeah, if you've got no grass at all, you might want to just get somebody to help you and run a rototiller over the whole area and till it all. Let it sit and then till it again and kill the dandelions and other weeds that way. And then plant your turf, whether you're going to plant seed or solid sod, on newly tilled property. And you can rake, after you've tilled it, you've killed them pretty much, and you can rake them off the surface, throw them in the compost pile. They're loaded with nutrients, so they're really good for the compost pile. And start over with your lawn.
Okay.
That's what you should do.
That's probably what I've got to do then.
Yeah.
All right.
Get to work.
I won't take any more of your time. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Michael.
And one last thing on there, the big guys that advertise the nastiest toxic fertilizer on the market to kill dandelions cannot be used under the canopy of those trees, which really cannot be used anywhere in the city of Dallas, because
you want to kill the trees.
Yeah, it's this is and that that thought came into my head because it's the one we hear advertised all over the place. You're going to get hammered with it on the radio stations.
Oh yeah,
and any of those weed and feed products, number one, they've got loaded with nitrogen. And the 2,4-D that's in there, we get just the right amount of moisture. It's going to damage those trees. So stay away from the weed and feed products, period.
2,4-D, atrazine, various other toxic herbicides, they all do a lot of damage to your trees. And a lot of times it doesn't happen right away. Sometimes it sneaks up on you and kills them slowly over a period of time, and you kind of forget that you made a mistake and used those kind of products at one time. Still today, one of the most common fertilizers in the country is the one that all of us in the landscape business and in the communication business recommend against, but it's still a large selling product. It's called Scott's Bonus S, and it has atrazine in it, and it says right on the bag, like Trop said, don't use around shrubs and trees. Well, what residential property could you possibly use it on?
Safely? Not a one.
Not one. All right, open line for you to jump in here. It's 866-444-3478. Clay in Paris next up. Hey, Clay.
Yes, I usually use horse manure in my garden all the time, cottonseed meal and dry molasses.
Okay.
I put a cow manure about 3 inches thick this fall and filled it in.
That's a lot.
Everybody keeps telling me that my manure won't be no good come springtime.
No, it'll be fine. That's an awful lot is the only thing. The other thing that's negative about horse manure that I learned by a personal experience years ago on a landscape project, it'll make plants grow like crazy. But it'll also make weeds grow like crazy that are in the manure if it hasn't been composted.
This horse manure I've been using, it comes out of a barn that's been in there probably 2 or 3 years.
Okay, so it didn't have any access to weed seed. It'll be perfect then.
Then I put cow manure on this fall about 3 inches thick because I want to change from cow to
okay, that's fine. That's a lot of manure. You're going to have some plants jumping out of the ground. I have no problem with it at all. And don't worry that it's not going to be any good by the time you plant, because that's not true. It'll be great.
What if I take old alfalfa and put in the bottom of my potato bed and cornrows? Will that help my plants?
Well, it will, but that's just another pretty powerful organic fertilizer. You may be using more than you need. It by itself is great, combined with a whole lot of manure like you're doing, you might be over-fertilizing.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'd worry about.
Wanted to make sure this old black land was where to grow something.
Oh, it'll grow like crazy. You're going to be amazed at the production you're going to have with all the good stuff you've been putting in there. Keep us posted on it. Let me know.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Well, let's get back to what we were talking about off the air a little bit. We were talking about, I kind of shot from the hip and said that the caller's tree was too deep in the ground. And I'll guarantee you, if we went to look at it, it'd be too deep in the ground. Fruit trees across the board out there are too deep. And the first part of the problem is that a lot of times when you buy a fruit tree at a nursery, it's too deep in the container. It's been put in there for hold the plant up better or whatever. And then the homeowner gets home and plants it at that grade or maybe even a little lower. And then it settles some. And pretty soon it's, like I said, 12 inches too deep in the ground. And if you're getting bad production and having insect and disease problems and tip die back and all that, those are all the result of the stress that's caused by the plant being too deep in the ground. That's why we talk about it so much. One of the really big frustrating things is that there are tree care companies out there and landscape contractors and tree growing operations even that are telling people that we're making too big a deal about this. I get it all the time from people saying, well, I talked to so-and-so, and they said, that, that plant's been growing there for 20 years. There's no reason to try to get the soil off the flare. Well, we took the soil off the flare of an 800-year-old pecan tree over in Weatherford, 4 feet on one side, and it has done beautifully since we did that work to it. So it doesn't matter how long a tree's been too deep in the ground, and it really doesn't matter what kind of tree it is. Even a bottomland tree that can stand more of that situation than a tree that likes an arid condition. But even a bottomland tree, and pecans would be in that category, are going to produce and grow and stay healthy far better if their flare is dramatically exposed. There was some other thing you wanted to bring up.
Well, just planting techniques, and Darryl, I actually just posted a picture on my Facebook page of a red oak flare that we had planted at the First Baptist Church in Rockwall, and how you see the dramatic flare. And when you look at the overall size of the tree compared to everything else on the property, that thing, that red oak has outgrown everybody's tree. Mm-hmm. And people that watch me plant trees think I'm nuts, as I did Howard the first time we did a bare root Texas Sephora. But mm-hmm. I tear into them trees. I dig a really wide, wide hole, and generally fairly shallow, because most of the times if I dig at the depth of the container, I'm having to put soil back in because the tree is buried so down deep in there. So I'll fill that container up with water, with Garrett Juice Pro, and let it soak in there, move that tree around, and then I start tearing into it. I loosen those side roots. I start getting into the root flare. And by the time we're done, depending on the tree, the fruit trees we did bare-rooted with no problem because they hadn't been in the container for 2 or 3 years. These trees that have been in there, you go and buy these great big tree because it looks pretty and it's got too small a bucket, it's severely root-bound. Let me tell you, you got to do some work to tear that thing up. And you've got to get in there and pull down till you find that actual flare. And you'll find it. It's hiding in there. Sometimes it's difficult because of those adventitious roots on top.
And if you don't do that, you're going to have trouble with the tree at some point down the line. It's not are you going to, it's just when
yeah.
are you going
It'll
to.
It'll grow faster and be healthier, and that's very important.
Howard Garrett, Tropical John, be back for you right after this.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard Garrett, drop John back. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Mark in Winsboro next up. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. I was wondering if I need to cover my pansies during this weather.
I was talking to some of my golf buddies about this subject yesterday in some detail. The freeze that we're having now, and looks like we're going to have kind of off and on for a while here, is less damaging than the first one that we had. And the reason is the first one that we had followed a real warm period. And so if you didn't have them covered then and they made it, you probably don't need to cover them for this event.
Okay.
To be safe, though, you know, you cover them. I mean, if you have the floating row cover anyway, you know, it's pretty easy to cover them up and just make sure. But I'm not seeing that the temperatures are going to change enough to – pansies are pretty tough. Pansies and violas and Johnny Jump-Ups are the toughest of the winter color crops, and I haven't even planted any yet. I'm so behind on my stuff. But it's one of those deals for you, Mark, where you probably don't need to, but just to be doubly safe, go ahead and do it.
Okay, I sure appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Check that soil and make sure they're hydrated.
Make sure
a lot
that
of
it's
times
moist,
yeah. Little small annual beds are shallow and they could be a little dry. The rest of the flower beds are fine, but make sure you got a little water around those guys so it doesn't freeze dry.
I was talking to one of my arborist buddies, Sandy Rose, about the fact that. I was talking also to. My friend up in Boston, Peter Wild, who is an arborist in Boston, about the same subject, and that was that when we had that first freeze that we had, there were still a lot of green leaves on deciduous trees. Red oaks were among those, probably more red oaks than any, but there were other trees too. And I commented to both of them. We were talking about the pros and cons of whether we're going to see any serious damage manifest later on from the fact that they froze with still green leaves and the abscission layers hadn't formed yet, you know, and it was possibly going to be some damage. Well, both of them told me that when this happened before, it happened up in Boston, and Peter was telling me that in Boston one year that there were still green leaves on trees all over the place, and they had a flash freeze and snow and everything, and the plants were frozen, and he said there was serious damage in the next growing season. It didn't kill the trees so much as caused a lot of cosmetic damage, but he said a lot of branches were completely killed.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and Sandy said he had seen kind of the same thing. So could be. On the other hand, not a thing you can do, but wait and see what we get, you know, and hope it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, know our organic program will help strengthen those trees and give them a little bit of an advantage.
Being organic makes a big, big difference. Sandy in Weatherford next up. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Breezy, cold day, huh?
Oh, it is, but it's sunshiny. We got that going for us.
That's right. Howard, I've talked to you before about my pasture. I'm having troubles with the stickers, and I did the soil testing, and they said I needed a lot of compost on my pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Having trouble find a spreader to put the compost out, and also having trouble finding any dried molasses or corn gluten meal in bulk. I was wondering if you or Trop John knew of a place I might could find that.
There's nobody that puts dry molasses in bulk. We've tried to get that done. What about corn gluten meal, though? Is anybody doing it, Trop?
You know, the feed stores, what's the one, that one feed store down in
Dillard's in Weatherford?
I know there's Dillard's and what's the guy
Peacock,
right there?
Dillard's and Peacock. You've got two or three that ought to be able to help you with bulk. But one thing that I would recommend, Sandy, I want to make sure we get in here because we're about to run out of time. Rather than buying compost or finished products and doing some of that, if the budget allows, is great. But you ought to get a hold of all the tree care companies in the area and get them to bring you shredded tree trimmings and broadcast that on the property. And if you do any clearing or anything yourself, broadcast it. I've seen more dramatic improvement in pasture land by people putting out shredded tree trimmings than I think anything I've ever seen. And it out heavier the better.
How would you suggest putting it out, like on 15 acres?
Well, you're just going to have to get some kind of a manure spreader or some kind of a way to dump it in piles and then use a box scraper.
Yeah.
Or a drag of some kind behind a tractor, you know, to drag it around. You don't have to have a perfectly uniform coverage at all. Just spread it out so it's not so thick it's smothering the grass.
Okay. So you're saying use that instead of compost?
It'll turn into compost for you. See, it's just a much better way to use your dollars on acreage.
And that's basically what we're doing out at Daisy Acres, out at my place, is right. I've got a buddy of mine that's dropping tree trimmings, and that's my main source of compost.
Sandy, hold on, and if you had something else, I'll talk to you off the air, but we're going to have to get out of here. Tropical John, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you if they need to have some Garrett Juice Pro Sprayed or something like that.
My phone number, 214-789-9670 for organic spraying, Tropical John, tropicaljohn@sbcglobal.net, and I do have a little bit of firewood for sale.
There you go. And there's a lot of other people that do the same kind of service. You can look on our website on dirtdoctor.com and see them. David Spriggs, Lambert's, More Tree Care, a lot of different companies. Rhodey's does organic. We have not enough. We want more, but we have a lot of people into this business now. Howard Garrett and Tropical John signing off. Enjoy your gardens out there. Those of you up in the north, try to stay warm. And enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. We'll see you later.